The Fairbanks Catholic Diocese wants to sell or lease land with geothermal potential on the Seward Peninsula. The diocese plans to put out a request for proposals in January for development of land it owns at Pilgrim Hot Springs, about 60 miles north of Nome. Diocese Deacon and Financial Director Greg Bowder says the church has fielded a lot of interest in the property.
We've had a number of parties over the years that have approached the diocese about the possibility of developing the geothermal energy, and then other parties that wanted to come in and produce a historical and a tourist center similar to Chena Hot Springs.
Bowder says the Pilgrim Hot Springs property was tied up in a long-term lease until this month. He says a judge presiding over the church's ongoing Chapter 11 bankruptcy found that the leaseholders, a group of Alaska businessmen, failed to live up to a development stipulation and rescinded the lease. Bowder says a new lease or sale could generate money for compensation of the hundreds of people who have filed sexual abuse claims against the diocese. He says the church also sees other potential for liquidation of the Pilgrim Hot Springs property.
Not only does this bring an income stream to the diocese and help us get through this bankruptcy, but whatever is done, we are very conscious of the need to protect and really be respectful of the native villages, the surrounding people from that region, so that this will benefit them.
Bowder says those benefits could come in the form of energy, tourism, and agriculture. He says the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which drilled geothermal test wells at Pilgrim Hot Springs in the early 1980s, is renewing its research to better define the area's energy potential.
Reevaluating that data, and that may further confirm, at least give some more precise locations of what they call a geothermal source.
Pilgrim Hot Springs was deeded to the Fairbanks Diocese by an early settler who ran a roadhouse on the property in the late 1800s. The diocese operated a home and school for orphans of the influenza epidemic on the land in the early 20th century. Bowder says the diocese is not aware of any abuse happening at the facility. Several buildings, including a chapel, remain intact on the site, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The diocese may issue a separate RFP for preservation of the buildings and an adjacent cemetery. Pilgrim Hot Springs is road accessible from Nome during the summer.